thing. It's what astronauts use whenever they really want to get called up to go to space. That's what they used to say when we were kids.
That really is just Kool-Aid.
The key word is it's cool. What, Miles?
He wants you to talk about his belt that he got to wear today.
So, what else happened today? Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd your brother go today, Miles?
Work.
Work? What did he do there?
I fed the fish today.
Live fish.
See?
Mm-hmm. Tell him what kind of fish you fed.
Did you tell him you love fish? Is that why they put you there? Or did they already have a plan?
They already had a plan. It's a
pretty good luck.
I forgot to do the reptile.
Ooh. Well, you can work yourself up to that. Miles. Listen. I got you some noodles there. You got corn. You're going to go tomorrow on the bus.
Why?
Who's going to be at the bus stop?
Oh, you did get to play with Jocelyn and Isaac after at school.
You did?
And he
tried
this morning.
Jocelyn was so excited, she jumped off the bus and said,
Miles! Did she see his nails?
Yep.
Pretty good. Blue. And what else? Pink and blue?
Earlier when he said blue pink,
yeah.
Mom thought he said blue pink.
Who hurt himself?
Blue pea? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Miles said someone hurt himself.
Jerry broke her
arm. He said finger, though.
Huh?
Jerry broke her arm.
Mine did.
Must have been a hell of a fall.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen that thing, jet glider.
It's not that far up.
She fell her elbow. I don't know how she could have fallen that way, but... She weighs just a little bit more than Miles, too.
Well, I know.
Blue tie.
She has a purple cap on, wings.
Apple tie.
How's that going?
The blue tie.
How's that going?
Last time.
That's not very good.
Blue tie.
What?
Blue tie. Blue tie.
Michelle said that class is just crazy because it has the older kids in it. She said Charity got punched in the face one day.
Mm. In what class?
Her
boss. Regular school.
Are you confused about what
I'm confused about what you're talking about. Like this summer school? Summer school?
Yeah, summer school.
How did she get placed in the face?
I don't know. Some of those kids, they combine it. So it's like kindergarten and first graders.
I love
Instead of just, you know,
Kuka?
Kindergartners. Which is
I love
Kuka. You know. The regular kindergarten classroom would be better for him than that age combined one.
Yeah.
Wait, is his just kindergarten?
Yeah.
Bubba Daddy? Bubba Daddy?
So,
Bubby Daddy?
What do you do when you're in a situation? You don't hit, do you?
Yeah.
Never.
Good boy.
Bubba.
Bubby does?
Oh.
Cry.
Uh-oh.
Cry. Bobby cried? When?
When did I cry?
When
you were asleep? He did? Uh-oh. How did that happen?
Mama!
What was
How
he
do you know
if about?
You were asleep?
You didn't even sleep today. You almost did. I wouldn't let you.
Uh-oh.
Hi?
Because it was like almost 4 o'clock.
Uh-oh.
Hi?
I don't know if the dog should be eating a Barbie doll.
Why didn't you get a
plumber? I'm not using my foot.
She loves Barbie.
Two puppies.
I'm two puppies? We did last night, didn't we?
Five.
What happened at Gigi's neighborhood? Were there trees and everything that snapped and fell to the earth? Miles? It worked. Did you see it?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I have this little video.
For who?
You're doing right now.
Never
do again.
Oh.
Very dangerous. Clearly, you're going to
crash right through
this window.
Miles? Here's some vegetables.
Right through. Like a 20 or something.
Look at all those vegetables.
Do you want me to read the description?
Of what?
This book I got for you to read.
What's it called?
It's called The White Darkness, and it's the winner of the Carnegie Medal winner. I've been in love with Titus Oates for quite a while now, which is ridiculous since he's been dead for 90 years. But look at it this way. In 90 years, I'll be dead too, and the age difference won't matter. Sim is not your average teenage girl. She's obsessed with the Antarctic and the brave, romantic figure of Captain Oates from Scott's doomed expedition to the South Pole. In fact, Oates is a secret confidant to whom she spilled all her hopes and fears. But Sim's uncle Victor is even more obsessed. And when he takes her on a dream trip into the bleak Antarctic wilderness, it turns into a nightmarish struggle for survival that will challenge everything she knows and loves. Doesn't that sound good? You love the Antarctic.
And you love nightmare struggles.
It's a mystery. Say something nice.
Who?
To me.
I love you.
Emma.
You keep looking at me. Are you glasses? No, your glasses are looking at me.
This one is called Avaron.
Let me look at it.
Actually, it's an illustration. Just a few, like that. A lot of it. Ooh, a three is pitting. Nice.
Do you want any more, Miles? You do?
No.
Do you want any? You've got vegetables.
Is there
No, not with you making that noise.
Cocoa!
Cocoa! There's no way!
Well, I'm not with you anymore.
I know, but I don't feel like doing it now.
Oh. Cocoa, why?
I don't know, because you hurt my feelings.
I got carrots right here, too.
Love you.
You weren't excited. I love you, too! You weren't excited about the last one, which you love, to read a wilderness expedition book.
Bubba Daddy!
What about your vegetables?
Bubba Daddy.
What do your vegetables say to you?
Bubba Daddy!
You know what your vegetables say to you? Eat me.
Bubba Daddy.
Don't be hit before he gets that.
Bubba Daddy.
Why do you have flour all over your face?
You need to respond to him.
I am responding to
Bubba
him.
Bubba Daddy.
I know. He's gonna go for a little while.
And you're gonna get to stand at the door.
Why?
Don't poke with that poking fork.
Hold on, pokies.
So then the captain tonight?
By
the table?
I guess.
I'm always
Baba. Baba.
Up this captain.
Baba. Dang.
You want more of that? I'll be right back. Dang it.
You
want
what?
Excuse me.
You
hear me?
Excuse me. The table.
I got up, and it's like the air lifted. You were asking me
A cockatoo and a parrot called
Mullinger. A bubba dog, a bubba dog.
Excuse me.
Go to DominoWeb.com, the home of time wasting.